Have your Bible turned with us this morning to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and it not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I want to preach just a little while this morning. The songs has done sung pretty much what my message is this morning. It's about trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and realizing and recognizing the power that He has to change our lives, to take us from a place that we were and take us to a place that He wants us to be in these last days that we live. We need encouragement, and we need reinforcement of our faith and our beliefs and the trust that we have in the Lord, amen, that He can begin to help us and to work in us that mighty work that He longs to do in all of us. And I want to say this morning, we all have room to move up. We all have room to get closer. But I want to say on the authority of God this morning, Brother Rex, that we have somebody that wants the same thing for us. And He's there to be that ever-present help to encourage us along in the journey. Amen. Bless His holy name. I'd like to preach for just a little while this morning on the power of faith. The power. Now, they were singing up here a while ago about the power of the blood, that wonder-working power of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And because of the power of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, there's power in the faith. Now, we have power that works. We have works of faith that brings faith that works. Amen? You get that? The works of faith, praise God, brings up faith that works this morning. And praise God, when we realize that and recognize what God wants to do for us, praise God, we can come up closer than we've ever been. Now we know that faith starts with salvation. In John chapter 3, the Bible tells us that we must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 3, He said, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee." Now, He was talking to him specifically. I want to say, God, if He had talked to you specifically, if you're willing to listen.
Yeah, right.
Amen? Amen. This is not just a generic thing that's thrown out there. Pray God, God's given this for you individually. Amen? Even when He was talking to the nation of Israel, He was talking to me and you. He wants to help us this morning. God wants to be our God today. He wants to be that help for us. He said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." I wonder why there's so many people out in the world that's struggling and looking and never finding today. Everywhere you look, there's folks that's looking to find and not finding that encourages and helps their heart. But Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, a ruler of the people, He said, "You've got to be," He said, "you're looking in the wrong places." He said, "You've got to be born again." Amen? He went on verse 7, He said, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again." He said, it's a must be, just a salvation. We've got to be born again, amen, in order to get where God needs us to be so He can begin to help us, praise God, to bring us along. We've got to desire to get in. I'm afraid today and the hour that we live in, now I'm going to take my time this morning because Brother Bill said I got 45 minutes. Brother Bill, I can do it in 45 minutes. Amen. I can get out everything God's given. If you just listen quick, I'll preach fast, and maybe we get done in 30. Amen. But God says He give us some direction, praise God. He give us a way to get that help that we need, and it's through the power of faith. Our faith is an important thing. I'm afraid a lot of the people today, a lot of our people just don't have no faith. We have to have faith to believe that when we can't, God can. We have to have faith to believe, praise God, that He is God. He's on the throne, praise God. I know we say so many times, I preach so many times, that God's still on the throne. Praise God, I'm going to say He's always been on the throne. He's never relinquished any of His power, praise God. He's never relinquished any of His omniscience, praise God, His omnipresence, praise the Lord. Glory to God, He's always been all things that He needs to be. He is that ever-present help, praise the Lord. And He's that present help for me and you. And when we exercise the power of faith, praise God, we begin to achieve and get that help that God has for us. Amen. I want to give you some examples this morning. I want to just show you, paint you a picture of what faith does. See, I don't think we utilize our faith like we need to. I don't think we realize that we have a source, praise God, that's so magnificent. If we ever get a hold of it, it'll change our lives forever. You'll come to a place where you won't just want to come to church, praise God. You'll want to get in because you'll want your faith to be grown. You'll want your faith to be magnified. You'll want your faith to be something that's so close to God, amen, and godliness, amen, that there's nothing can get between you and it. When we begin to realize the power in our faith, what our faith does for me and you. Over in Matthew chapter 8, the Bible tells us about a leper. Amen. Leprosy, it's something that's incurable. And this leper comes to Jesus in Matthew 8 and verse 1. He said, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Talking about Jesus. He said, behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. Now, if there's anybody there, hey, except would have a reason not to worship, praise God, it'd be that leper. But praise God, when he heard about Jesus, praise God, when Jesus come down, praise the Lord, the leper worshipped him. And now, but he worshipped him, and he had a request. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Amen? Now, you know what this was? This was faith in action. Amen. It was faith. He said, if you will, amen. Lord, if you will, thou canst make me clean. Hey, you know what happens to most of us? Praise God, we don't believe that he can. We don't believe that he wants to. But I want to say on the authority of God today, he wants to help you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to encourage you. Praise God. He wants to take you to greater places than you've ever been in your life. He wants to see, praise God, one day he won't say, welcome home. Amen. When the journey's finished, when it's complete. Amen. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Glory be God, I won't say, praise God, listen, when we believe in faith and we touch, did Jesus say, amen, he's going to extend down that hand. Amen. He's going to extend down, and when he extends down his hand, praise God, it's not just to extend it out. Praise God, it's to do a touch. It's to do a mighty work. Amen. Praise God. That's what he began to do. He began to extend down his hand. And he said, I will. Amen. And notice the result. He said, be thou clean. Now notice the result here. He said, and immediately. Amen. Immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Amen. Glory be to God. He in faith believed. He said, Lord, if thou wilt. Amen. He said, thou canst clean me. What was it that done the cleaning? You say, well, it was Jesus. No, praise God, it was that great faith that he had that he could. Right. Amen. I want to say, hey, it's not faith that we put our faith into action, praise God, and say, Lord God, I know you can. Right. Amen. Right. Nothing doubting. Amen. When we say, Lord Jesus, I know you can, if thou wilt. He didn't say, if you can. Amen. Why? Because he had faith to believe, to know, praise God, that he could. I wonder how many of our situations this morning, amen, that we wonder about, we fret over, praise God, instead of just saying, Lord God, I know you can. I'm talking about faith, believing, the power of faith. Amen. Glory to God. Not only did we see this in this leper, but in the same chapter, verse 5, we see a centurion. I just want to give you this morning and help your heart. Boy, help me. Amen. This centurion. In Matthew 8 and verse 5, he said, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. So we see this centurion, this soldier, praise God, came looking for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, when you go looking for Jesus, praise God, you'll find him, especially when you seek him early. Amen. Praise God. We come seeking him early. We'll find him, praise God. Because he will not hide himself from us. Amen. Said, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Amen. But now notice his faith. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I know where that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You talk about faith. He said, Lord, I'm not even worthy for you to come down to my house. Amen. He said, I know what you are. I know what you can do. He said, Lord, would you just heal him? Praise God. Amen. The Lord said, well, I'll come down there and heal him. He said, no. He said, you can just speak the word. Praise God. Amen. I know you can do that needs to be done from afar. Sometimes I think because Jesus and God are in heaven above, praise God, we think they don't care about us, that they can't minister us and minister for us. But I want to say, praise God, He brings it right down to where we're at. Amen. He gets through faith, believing, praise God, it brings it down to us. Amen. He said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And did my servant do this? And he doeth it. Amen. He said, I'm a man under authority. He said, I've got people under me. Praise God. He said, what I say, that's what they do. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed. Now watch this. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Amen. He said, I've not seen a faith like this. He said, this is something that's unusual. You know why? You know why there used to be great revivals? You know why there used to be a great stirring at the house of God? Because some old men and women, praise God, had faith that God would move. They had faith that God would move in, praise God, and intervene in the hearts or lives of people. That encouragement, praise God, would come from on high. They came, praise God, with faith, Brother Stan, expecting that God would move. Amen. They expected that something to happen at the house of God. I wonder how many times we go down to the house of God, we just come and we say our words and we pop our blow gum, and when the service is over, we go back to the house and we don't get, you know, preacher, I didn't get a thing out of that. Well, you know why? We didn't come in faith believing that we would. Amen. But when we come in faith believing, you know what? God's just going to fill up my cart this morning. He's going to give me something that'll increase my faith. It's going to help me to praise God, to be encouraged. And we come looking for it, desiring it. Hey, this guy, he came beseeching the Lord. He came looking to find, praise the Lord. And when we come looking to find, glory be to God, God will load your cart. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he goes on and says, I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. He said, but the children of the kingdom shall not be cast out into outer darkness. Then there shall be weeping and gnashing teeth. He said, you know what? They summit that won't come and get what God's got. He said, they'll be cast out. But Jesus said unto the centurion, now watch this. He said, go thy way, and as thou, now listen to this, and as thou hast what? Believed. Amen. See, his faith became part of the reaction of the Lord. When he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, he believed what God did. He said, so it be done unto thee. He said, even as you believe, even as you faith in your faith tells you that I'm able to do this, praise God, you believing that I'm able, glory be to God, you can have that. Amen. But we have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe in what he's able to do. Amen. Because he's able to do it. He's nothing. The Bible says there's nothing impossible with God. Look over in Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. The Bible says, and they entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. He's talking about coming to Capernaum. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. Now watch this. Laying on a bed. And Jesus, now watch this. Seeing what? Their faith. Seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now notice what takes place here. Jesus saw. You say, well, what difference, Pastor? What difference does my faith make? What, will it hurt or hinder anything? Sure it will. Because he said, praise God, that they came bringing him on the bed, praise the Lord, brought him before Jesus, and it was their faith. Amen. They had faith. They said, hey, you know what? They said, we got this buddy down here. He's paralyzed. He can't get up. Can't do for himself. But praise God, somebody said, you know what? If we can get him to Jesus. He said, that's right. He said, that's right. If we can get him, if there's some way we can get him to Jesus, hey, Jesus can heal him. And the other three, praise God, the other fellows there said, you know what? You're right. If we could just get praise God, and you know what they did? Praise the Lord. They got a corner. Each one took a corner of the bed. Glory be to God. And they said, you know what? Fellas, let's go. Glory to God. Watch out for the door, and let's get him to the Lord. Amen. Amen. They had faith to believe. Praise God. If they could get their buddy to God, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ, he'd heal him. He wasn't able to get there himself. I wonder how many of our folks today can't get there themselves. Amen. They're distracted by too much stuff. Amen. But God Almighty, He says, you know what? Praise the Lord, the faith of a few can make a difference in life. And the Bible, and Jesus said, seeing their faith. I wonder how many times Jesus has looked down, praise God, and He's seen your faith. And He moved upon your faith, praise God, to help somebody maybe that don't have no faith. Amen. The works of faith. Praise God. That's faith that works. Praise God. It won't only work for you, praise God. It'll work for somebody else that needs just a little help. Amen. To encourage them. Praise the Lord. He said, behold, certain of the scribes said to themselves, this man blasphemous. They talking about Jesus. They said, well, how can this man forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus, verse 4 said, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Amen. That He has power on earth to forgive sins. See, it's not just a heavenly thing, praise God. He has power on earth to forgive sins. Amen. Glory to God. Then saith He to the sick of the palsy. Now here's the result. Here's the result of those buddies having faith in God, putting our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and saying, you know what? We got to get our buddy to Jesus. Yeah. Amen. He said, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. And the result, he arose and departed to his house. Amen. Glory to God. And that fellow that was palsied, that fellow paralyzed, praise God. All of a sudden, he had perfect soundness because of the faith of his friends. You young people, listen to me. You think your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ don't matter? It matters a bunch. Amen. Even to the saving of someone's soul. But see, they're watching you. If you claim to be a Christian, now young people, listen to me. If you claim to be a Christian, you had better live a Christian life. Amen. You say, how, Pastor Jeff, do I do it? You have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You ask Him to help you, amen, to motivate you, to bring you along according to His will. That's what faith does. Amen. It gets us in a place where God can help us, where God can guide us, and where God can lead us, amen, in a walk of righteousness. It'll bring us to a place of repentance when we mess up. Amen. When we walk in faith, praise God. When we have that just walk. And He said, when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Where did it come from? It come from God. Amen. He had that power. But then the Bible tells us on over here just a little ways that there was a woman that had an issue. Amen. Amen. How many of us today have an issue? Amen. There's a lot of us today, praise God, we've got an issue. There's some issue in our life, praise God, that's just pouring out. Amen. And we can't seem to control it. We can't get control. We can't get a handle on it. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't know what to do. We throw up our hands. You never done that? Huh? You throw up our hands. You say, oh, well, what do I do now? Praise God, you just fall on your face in faith, believing, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ that He can help. Bless His holy name. Look at verse 20 of Matthew 9. He said, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. And I want you to notice how long she had been in that predicament. For a long time. And the Bible says in other places she had spent all that she had and was none the better. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we'll throw money, we'll throw everything we got at different issues, and we won't be no better. But I won't say on the authority of God, amen, when we get to Jesus, when we take our issues to Jesus, He said, casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Amen. When we take those issues, you know what's wrong with us? Amen. There's a whole lot of us ain't close enough to Jesus, amen, to cast our cares upon Him. Because of our lack of faith. But I want to say the power of faith, praise God, it makes a difference. And with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind Him and touched the hem of His garment. Now I see this lady, she said, you know what? I've tried everything out there that the world has. I've tried the doctors, the physicians. I've tried everything that I know to try to spend all the money I had. Somebody said, well, have you tried Jesus? Right, right. Hey, I want to ask you this morning, have you tried Jesus? Amen. Hey, you just try Him on for size to see how He fits. Amen. I guarantee you, praise God, He'll fit just fine in your life. I guarantee you, praise God, He'll cover you with that robe of righteousness, amen, and it'll fit you perfect. Amen. The power of faith, to just believe and put our trust in Him. He said, and she said within herself, if I may but touch His garment, I shall be whole. See what happened here? Amen. After she had tried everything else, see, that's the way most of us Baptists are. We try everything else, and then we trust in our faith. We come to ourselves like that old fella down at the hog pen, and you say, you know what, my Father's got plenty, and He knows the answers. Amen. I think I'll just run up to the Father's house. Amen. We try everything that we know to do within ourselves, and then we say, you know what, I think I'll just give God a try. And He's waiting there for us the whole time, waiting to intercede in our life, waiting to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. When we have faith to believe and trust in Him. She said, I've tried everything over 12 years. Amen. How many of you have had an issue for a long time? Huh? Amen. Issues for a long time. How many of you got youngins that's still out there in the world lost without God doing their own thing? Amen. Got family members that's lost and deceived for a long time. Amen. It's time to accept the power of God in faith, believing, amen, that He can come to them and save their souls. Amen. Begin to make a difference. They get some house of God, start raising their hand, saying, glory. Amen. Little old young'uns will start coming to the prayer room and say, pray for mama. Amen. Pray for daddy. Pray for papa. Amen. Glory be God. Don't you know God hears that? Amen. The faith of these little ones, amen. They don't know, praise God, what men you know, praise God. They know that there's somebody that'll help. This woman comes, somebody that would help. And Jesus, but Jesus turned him about, and when He saw her, He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Now watch what else He says. Thy faith, He said, your faith hath made thee whole. Amen. He said, preacher, I thought it was touching His garment. Praise God. It took faith to get her there. Amen. He said, hey, praise God, her part of it. The power of your faith. The power of my faith. The power of her faith, praise God, is what made her whole. Amen. We run around this world. We run around sick in sin because we don't have power. We don't have faith in the power of faith. Amen. His woman was made whole from that hour. Amen. So God moved upon her heart. She became whole right then. Amen. Just like the fellows with the leprosy. Praise God. It didn't take a therapy for years to get her over it. Amen. Our sin sickness, praise God, it won't take therapy for years to get us over it. Amen. When we're truly born again, born from above, praise God, God changes you from the inside. Amen. You become a new creature, a new creation, praise God. A new work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are His work. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Which God has before ordained. God established it. God said, this is the way I want you to do. And praise God, God's people fall in behind Him. Glory be to God. And we do those good things according to His will. Amen. Why? It's the power of faith that helps us to move. It's the power of faith that motivates us to do the things that we do. I want to ask you, well, why do you do what you do? Huh? Why do you come to church? Why do you try to be a good person? In order to be pleasing to God. And to bring glory to your Heavenly Father who's watching every move we make. Knows every thought that we think. Amen. Wants to heal us, wants to help us, praise the Lord. So we see this woman with an issue. And in verse 27, the Bible says they was a couple of fellows that was blind. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Amen. Have mercy. I wonder how many times have you ever just said, oh God, I've got an issue. I've got this different thing going on. Lord, just have mercy on me. Amen. Have mercy on me, Lord. Help me, God. He said, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to Him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? Amen. Now notice what he asked him. He said, do you believe that I'm able? See, if we don't believe God can, then he won't. Amen. Amen. I say amen to old me. We've got to believe that he can. We've got to believe. Hey, either he's God Almighty, Brother David, or he's not. Either he's able, praise God, or he's not. Either he's a God of glory, amen, the all-sufficient God, amen, the omniscient God, or he's not. Amen. We have to settle heart. You have to settle in your heart, praise God. Who is your God? Is he some fleeting thing that you just pass by every now and then? Or is he the God of glory that inhabits your soul? The one that settles in with you, praise God, and gives you everything you need. Amen. According to his perfect will. Glory to God. He says, believe ye that I'm able to do this. He said, do you believe I'm able? I believe that's what God asks us a whole lot of times. He said, do you really believe? He said, you don't act like it. I tell you what, I've been praying. It's been dry at the house. I mean, I live on dry ridge. And it rained. I'll be honest, it'll rain all around us. And never drop a drop at the house. I've seen rims creeks right down below us. Gill Branch is on the other side. We're right up on the hill in the middle. And I've seen it rain right up the rims creek. I mean, just a wall of water and never drop a drop at the house. There's just something there. But Brother Jeff, I was there Friday. I was there in the study, praise God, about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And glory be God, I looked up and it just began to get dark. It began to cloud up. And I said, oh, God, please. You know, God, I've been praying for rain. Lord, pray that you'd move upon it. God, I pray this is an opportunity, Lord. If you will, please, God, send us some rain. God, we need it terrible. I mean, I'm to the point that if it don't rain, I'm going to start feeding hay to the cows. They've picked it. They ain't nothing to pick. I've done cut just about all the corn, fed them all the stuff that's left over. Amen. And there's nothing left. And I said, oh, God, please. Amen. I got done. I sat there just a minute. I started opening my Bible. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, I just happened to think. Those gutters on my workshop, they're full of leaves. I mean, they're plumb full. I could see them when I went in that morning. Buddy, I jumped out of there. I went running. I grabbed my ladder. I ran up there, set it up. I said, hold on just a minute, Lord. I set my ladder up. I climbed up there and I began to rake those leaves out of there just as hard as I could go. You said, well, preacher, why'd you do that? Because I had faith. I said, God, there's an opportunity. Lord, please. And boy, I got them things out, Brother X. I got my shop and my study, everything cleaned out. And I was going on the last gutter just as hard as I could go. And all of a sudden, they was big drop. I mean, big as silver dollars. Shkapow. 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 All around. God said, you better hurry it up. Amen. Praise God. He said, you've asked for it. Here it comes. Amen. You know what you're talking about? You say, preacher, you're crazy. That's just coincidence. No, that's just God. Amen. Faith, believing, amen, that God can and that God will. He inhabits the prayers of the saints. He listens, praise God. He wants to hear from us. He wants to act, praise God. And he wants us to, too. He wants us, praise God. I'm talking about works of faith. That's faith that works. Amen. It's where we get our power. Praise the Lord. These fellows said, he said, believe that I am able to do this. And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Amen. They said, yes, Lord, we know you're able. Praise God. And he goes on in verse 28, and he said, when he was come into the house, the blind man came unto him, and Jesus said to him, believe that I can able to do this. And they said to him, yea, Lord. Then touch he their eyes, saying, now watch this. According to your faith be it unto you. Amen. He said, do you really believe? They said, yes, Lord, we believe. He said, well, praise God, according to your faith. I wonder how come many of our prayers don't get answered. Because we don't pray believing that we might receive. Amen. We got to pray, believe, and praise God that God hears us and He answers our prayers. And the Bible says, here's the result. And their eyes were opened. Praise God. And Jesus charged them, straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Boy, they were so excited. They went out of there, praise God, and they was telling everywhere that they went. They praised God. Said, hey, wasn't you that blind fellers? Glory be to God. They just see them, they skipping down the road, jumping and shouting and praising God. Yeah, amen. Cain's is gone. Yeah. Beggar cups is gone. Amen. They're just praising the Lord. They said, yeah, we were, but now we see. They said, how come? He said, Jesus, praise God. Jesus, help me see. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus is the one that gives the answers. Over in Mark chapter 9, we see the Lord Jesus Christ moving upon a fellow that had a son that was possessed. You remember the story? Jesus comes off the mountain with the disciples, and the disciples trying to cast out this demon he's possessed. He's dumb in spirit, and they can't cast him out. And this father's beside himself. Amen. He asked the Lord, he said, he straightway all the people when in verse 15 of Mark 9, he straightway all the people when they beheld him were greatly amazed and running to him saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question you with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I speak to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. So Jesus says, oh, you, he said, just cause you don't have no faith. Said, you're faithless. And said, they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the Spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. I mean, he is foaming at the mouth, wallowing on the ground. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. So this is a teenager. Now he said, of a child, this thing came in. Said, oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But now watch this. He said, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now, did you notice the symbol? He said, if you can. See, I believe a lot of times we have a semblance of doubt, praise God, even when we ask God. Amen. We have just a little bit of doubt on whether God can or whether God really will. Amen. But when we have that doubt, God can't answer. We have to have the power of faith that He gives. He said, it's a gift of God. Amen. And we just have to say, you know what, this thing you give me, God, I'm just going to take my faith and I'm going to believe that you can. Amen. He said, I need your help. He said, if thou canst. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. Now Jesus turns it around on him. He said, if you can. Well, Jesus says, well, let me just say, he said, can you believe? Amen. That's what he'd do to us today, man. He said, Lord, if you can, praise God. He said, hey, can you believe? Amen. Can you believe that I'm able? I want to remind you this morning, Jesus, the Bible says that He created all things, and without Him, was not anything made that was made. So all the physical elements, praise God, this world that we need help with, He's there for you. Amen. I remember I've told you a story of working at night down there at the plant, and they get called 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and say something's broken. I say, oh God, please. As I'm driving down there, please, when I get there, when I open that thing, just show me. Amen. And I don't know the time, Brother Jeff, that I went down there and opened up a panel, and right there it was. You'd have something a smoking or a fuse blowed, amen, that was plain to the eye. And I'd get that situation just a minute and be back going back to the house. Amen. Why? Because I trust the Lord. Say, Lord God, you created this stuff. Help me, Lord. Amen. Believing that He can, that He will, praise God, if we'll just trust Him. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He said, if you believe, He said, anything's possible if you believe. Because He said, there's nothing impossible with God. See, we look at that situation, we say, well, it's just an impossible situation. Preacher, they'll never get off drugs. Preacher, they'll never quit living the way they are. They'll never get in church. See, we hold that as impossible. But praise God, nothing is impossible with God. God's able if we pray and we believe. Amen. And when Jesus saw And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Amen. He said, but help thou mine unbelief. He said there was a mixture of doubt in there. But he said, Lord, please. He said, please, Lord Jesus, help mine unbelief. I believe sometimes mamas and daddies, we just need to say, Lord, please help my unbelief. Help me to believe. Help me trust. Help me to know that you are God. Amen. Besides you, there's no other. He said, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and said unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Amen. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. Now watch the result. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Praise the Lord. And when he was come into the house, the disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast him out? Amen. He said, because you had a mixture of doubt. Amen. He said, you was just like that father. You had a mixture of doubt in your mind of whether you could or you couldn't. You had a mixture in your mind of whether God could or he couldn't. We have to establish in our mind, praise God, that no matter what it is, God can. God is able, praise God. Can God? God can, amen. Praise the Lord. He's able. He said, this kind, sometimes he said, Jesus told us, sometimes he said, you've got to have reinforcement. He said, this kind come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. You want to know why? Because sometimes God don't hear us, praise God, because we need to get along. We need to spend an extra time with God. We need to pray and fast and seek His face in those objects that we have. Amen. The prayer of faith, praise God, to believe that God can. Bless His holy name. So we see this taking place in these people. We see the power of faith that He gives. Amen. But I want to get right quickly. I just want to give you one that's just a little bit different. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 17, the Bible gives us a story of a rich young ruler. Now this rich young ruler comes to Jesus and he wants to know what he may do to inherit eternal life. To inherit the eternal life. Mark 10, 14, 17. And Jesus says, why callest thou me good? Verse 18. There's none good but one, that's God. He said, just put your trust in God. Thou knowest the commandments. He says, and he goes through them, and he says, he answered and said to him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. He said, yes, sir, I've kept all the commandments. And now what's what he says? He says, Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, now watch this. One thing thou likest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me. Amen. Now listen to what the guy says, the rich young ruler. He said, he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had what? Great possessions. You know what's hurting a whole lot of people today? It's because we've got misplaced faith. We've got our faith misplaced. We got our faith in the wrong place. Amen. We've got it in all these things around us, all the things that we have, when we ought to have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to put our faith in the Lord. Amen. We need to put our trust in the Lord. And Jesus looked around about him and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? He said, it's going to be hard that those people that's rich, that got rich, to enter into heaven. It's going to be difficult. And disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, children. Now here he asked the same question again. How hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? He said, how hard is it for you to have faith in the Lord, amen, when you've got everything that you want? Amen. You know why America don't have faith in God? Because we've got everything that we want. Let me bring it down to your house. You know why you don't have faith in God? Because you've got everything that you want. You've got your life, you've got your home, you've got your family, you've got your cars and your boats and everything that you need, and you don't want for nothing. Amen. We've got misplaced faith today because we're putting our faith in all these things. See, that's the difference. That's why he said it's hard for somebody that's got everything that they want to have faith in God. I was talking to a fellow the other day. He said, you know, it's amazing. And in September 11, 2011, he said that the churches, when 9-11 happened, he said the churches just filled up to overflowing. He said, we didn't have room to sit people. I said, well, how is it now? He said, everybody's gone. Huh? He said, now we have trouble just paying the power bill. Because everybody's left. Why? Because everything's good again. We got a misplaced faith. We're putting our faith in things when we need to put our faith in God. Amen. I told the church Wednesday night, I mentioned last night, I said, we're going to have a revival starting next Sunday night. Next Sunday night, verse 6, we're starting revival, going to as far as God wants us to go with it. But I said, there's a whole lot of people looked at me like sheep looking at a new gate and said, preacher, I ain't got time for that. I told church, if we're too busy for God, then we're too busy. Amen? If we ain't got time for the things of God, then we're way too busy. We need to prioritize somewhere. Amen? We need to regroup our lives. Because it may mean regrouping our whole family. Praise God, then prioritizing God. God, why do we do that? Because we've got a misplaced faith. This fellow had a misplaced faith. He said, how hard is it for a rich man, he that trusted riches, to enter into the kingdom of God? He said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished. Most people in the world today, I say this, and they look at me like a sheep looking at a new gate and say, well, preacher, we're doing pretty good. Yeah. Amen. Till the stock market crashes. Till you lose your job, amen, and you're playing right on the edge financially. You're spending out everything that we have for the things that we have. We're not saving nothing back. Did you know right now you got to have $1 million and mom and daddy in your bank account to retire? Yeah. Amen. If you don't have $1 million of retirement, then they said you're going to live like a pauper. You can't count on Social Security. I mean, they're trying to take that now. Remember, that's not yours. That's a tax. Your present said so. See, that was never set aside for you. That's a tax. Amen. That just means that he can take it if he wants it. So we said we're misplacing our faith in things. And he said, and they were astonished out of measure. And by verse 27, Jesus looking upon them said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. He said, amen. He said, God can get rid of that misplaced faith. Praise God. He can take that faith in Him back. Glory be to God. And He can begin to give you the help that we need. The power of your faith that makes a difference. Do you see the difference in your faith? You see the difference that our faith plays in our life? Our faith, when we believe God. Hey, the Bible said, by the way, it's accounted to us for righteousness that we believe God. Amen. Glory to God. It's accounted for us. It's put on our account for being right with God when we believe Him. So when we step away from self, He said, with men it is impossible. He said, because as they said, who then can be saved? He said, with man it's impossible to be saved. He said, but praise God, it's not impossible, God. He said, all things are possible with God. Why? When we get rid of that misplaced faith and we start putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? All these people that I've read in your hearing today, they put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He redirected them. Amen? He helped them to realize and recognize their own faith. Amen? I want to ask you this morning, how much faith do you have? How much faith do you have this morning? You have your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The reality is that most of us don't have much faith. Amen. Most of us don't believe. Most of us don't have a work of faith so that we can have faith that works. See, it's when we apply our faith, when we step out on our faith and say, Lord, I don't know how to handle this. I don't know, but Lord, I know that You do. And Lord, I'm just coming. And Lord, I just come today. And Lord, I'm asking You to take charge, take control of this situation. Amen. God, I don't know what to do. How many of you been there? How many are there? Amen. Lord, I don't know what to do. But God, I know You do. I know You can. Amen. Maybe you've got an issue for a long time. But praise God, if you can just get to touch the hem of His garment. Say, Lord, I'm just going to come. I'm just going to reach out. I'm going to touch You today. Expecting to You do something for me. What about you today? Wouldn't you like to have that power of faith in your life? The power of faith that God wants you to have. Amen. That work of faith that brings faith that works.